From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and time now for a few of your comments on yesterday's program, and we start with a correction. Economist Russell Roberts of George Mason University argued yesterday that it's dangerous for the government to orchestrate rescues of investment firms like Bear Stearns, and our introduction to the commentary said that housing prices had declined by 11% in January. We should have said 11% compared to January 2007. The commentary itself drew praise from Larry Sherman of Fairmont, New York. He writes, "I found it to be right on the money. My wife and I own a relatively modest home bought when interest rates were about 15% for a fixed-rate mortgage. Two mortgages, and 24 years later, our reward for being fiscally responsible is using our tax monies to bail out those who were less fiscally responsible." Also yesterday, we aired the latest installment in our series, Vocal Impressions. It features your descriptions of the voices of famous people. Well, here's an email from Steve Leonard of Defiance, Missouri. "Arg!" he cried, his voice sounding like a peg-leg pirate stepping on a nail with his only foot. "Who cares what some guy in Saginaw, Michigan, makes up about Christopher Walken's voice?" he whined, his voice rising in pitch excruciatingly, like the sound of a dentist's drill. "Harumph," adds Stuart Clipper of Minnesota, but for a different reason. "You read my entry describing the voice of Andy Devine, what the fruity bits inside Jell-O salad hear when the Jell-O is vigorously jiggled, but you attributed it to someone else. Fooey on you." We apologize for the mistake and hope that we sound as craven as a schoolboy pleading for a better grade on a test he didn't study for because his dog ate the calendar, or something like that. Finally, Alton Smith of Birmingham, Alabama, was one of many of you who got out your calculators when you heard our paraphrase of this remark by Hillary Clinton.
"You know, I say a lot of things, millions of words a day, so if I misspoke, you know, that was just a misstatement."
Well, via a quick Google search, Smith writes, one finds that professional auctioneers have been clocked speaking 400 words per minute. At that rate, it would take Senator Clinton almost 42 hours to say 1 million words. Well, if you have a calculation for us or a comment, just go to npr.org/contact.